Kids Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As students and teachers in De Pere head back to class, they may find a certified therapy dog eager to greet them at the school entrance.
In 2021, the district brought in a chocolate lab named Charlie, who is based at Dickinson Elementary. Since then, the district has added a therapy dog to all of its elementary schools.
Now, a Bernedoodle named Oakley is in training for a future alongside fifth and sixth graders.
Two principals in the Unified School District of De Pere are leading efforts to incorporate therapy dogs into their schools.
Andy Bradford is the principal at Foxview Intermediate School, which will be the future home for Oakley. Andy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we have Luke Herlash, who is the principal at Dickinson Elementary School in the De Pere District. Luke, welcome.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Luke, starting with you, with all three of the elementary schools now in the De Pere District having these certified therapy dogs, Dickinson Elementary, Charlie, having been hard at work now for a few years, can you walk us through what a day is like for Charlie?
Would be happy to do so. Yes. So Charlie starts her morning at her home provider's home, wakes up, gets a little workout in, a little fetch, a little breakfast, bathroom break, and then she heads to school with fourth grade teacher, Miss Lanessa Klahach. So Lanessa is her home provider. They get here and they actually greet a few of our students that typically would otherwise struggle in the morning, either with anxiety, nerves, wanting to come to school, those sorts of things. So a little bit of a soft start for a couple of our kiddos, and they very much eagerly await Charlie's arrival to school. And so they will help her get settled in for the day. They'll read her a few stories. They'll bring her out for another little round of fetch, which she certainly loves. And it gives those kids some leadership opportunities as well. Once school is started, she's handed off to her primary handler. Her handler here typically is our counselor, Mrs. Brandy Knott. And so Mrs. Knott will teach some classes of life skills, teaching different socially emotional lessons to classes of kids. And so for that, Charlie will just hang out with the class. She might be on her place for a portion of the instruction. When kids are breaking off into small groups, she might be roaming around and saying hi to kids. Sometimes Mrs. Knott will have some students read to her in that space as well. But a majority of the day, Charlie's also with Mrs. Knott when she's providing small group counseling or individual counseling to students. If there are any escalated emotions or big emotions, as we call them here at school, Charlie helps de-escalate that. So either myself, Mrs. Knott, or our Dean of Students, Miss Amber Breyer, often will also handle Charlie and bring her into situations that students just need a little bit of time to calm down, relax, and regain a regulated state. So she spends a lot of time throughout the day doing that. She does get a little tired, so she does take a bathroom break midday, a little bit of rest time, and then she's working again for the afternoon. And then after that, she's just a dog. After school, she is more of a pet, and she knows that is the case when she takes her vest off. And she knows her day of work is done. And then she acts like a typical dog.
She has a very full day, it sounds like. Can you describe what she looks like, the kind of dog she is?
Oh, absolutely. She's beautiful. She has a chocolate lab. She's on the smaller side. I don't know exactly, but I would guess 55 to 60 pounds. She's very healthy. She's very lean. She loves to run and fetch and play all day when she's allowed to do so.
So, Andy, you're in the process of preparing a therapy dog for your intermediate school. What does that process look like? Where are you at with it?
Yeah, that's correct. So we were fortunate to receive funding through our district. We have a community event each year called the Redbird Rally, and the funds from that help support our therapy dogs. And so we were next in line and thrilled to be able to begin the process. So that started with identifying a home provider that would be a staff person that would, as Luke described, have the dog that spends, the nights and weekends and summers, with the family. And so we did that. So we have Mrs. Megan Damhauser, who's a teacher here at Foxview, and she and her family agreed to be the home provider. And so from there, we identified a trainer to help us through the process that Luke and the other folks in our elementary schools that have gone through this helped us do. And so from there, we identified a a breed that was desirable for Megan's family and also conducive to be a therapy dog. And so they settled on a Bernedoodle, identified a breeder, and were able to secure a dog. And that dog, his name is Oakley. And so Megan and her family went to Missouri to pick the dog up in June and really immediately started the process. So enrolled in the typical puppy class that young dogs would do as they join a family, learning commands, and then just really becoming desensitized to all of the smells and sounds and all of the things that Oakley would expect to see and experience at school. So that's being around a lot of kids in the summer. It's coming to school occasionally. And now as school is just getting ready to begin, Oakley will spend limited time here leashed, not operating as a therapy dog, but of course, getting more familiar with the surroundings. And so, you know, he is learning his commands and, you know, doing a great job.
Luke, from what I understand, there isn't a large body of research to indicate that therapy dogs are improving students, you know, mental health, their well-being. And I'm wondering, as you go along in these years, what research or data are you collecting or what are you trying to observe?
You know, there is some research out there, and we collected some at the outset of this program that we presented to our school board, suggesting that therapy dogs have positive impacts on all humans, whether that's students or staff. But they did charge us with collecting some data. So the first 2 to 3 months of Charlie's deployment, we had tracked every single one of her deployments, and we had a spreadsheet that tracked using the zones of regulation, which is a 4-point scale, when a student was dysregulated or escalated in their emotional status, how long it took for Charlie to get that student to a more regulated state. And on average, it was between 10 to 15 minutes per deployment that student was back on track and ready to return to the you know, regular routines of the school day or the regular you know, classroom environment and things like that. So we tracked that for a few months, presented that data to the school board and actually to a few other districts that we've been collaborating with as well that are interested in partnering or starting their own programs. And so, yeah, we've definitely seen a more efficient de-escalation for our students on average.
We're talking with a pair of principals in the Unified School District of De Pere about how therapy dogs are being used in the district. Luke Herlash is principal at Dickinson Elementary School. That's the first school in De Pere to have a district-owned therapy dog. And Andy Bradford is principal at Foxview Intermediate School, currently in the process of preparing Oakley for their school. So, Luke, as you work with the district on this, you work with other districts, what reception, what are you hearing as you move along in this process and Charlie becomes more of a fixture in your school?
Absolutely. It's been a process, and I'd say we're at the point where, you know, the community and other communities are very receiving and excited to receive Charlie or other therapy dogs into their school environments. There was a little bit of maybe trepidation at the outset. We had to, you know, push for this and convince folks at the outset of launching this program a few years ago. For a couple of years, we had to, you know, find some more research and gather more evidence. And it really started when I was teaching third grade over at Heritage Elementary School. One of my third grade colleagues, Mrs. Mary Luke, and her husband, Tim, did a ton of dog training, more for show than therapeutic reasons. But the response of students when they brought their trained dogs in was just so simply incredible that we knew that we had to do something. So that was kind of the outset of it. And it took time, a few years, to kind of convince people that this was something that we should turn into a district-owned program. But we've done that. And I'd say that there's actually quite a bit of excitement from school officials, other districts, and certainly the community at large.
Andy, can you weigh in on the investment here, the costs or the ongoing costs for a therapy dog, the training, cost of care? What would it be like for a district?
Yeah, so I mean, you obviously have the initial costs of purchasing the dog, and then, you know, the training aspect is crucial. So you want to do that right. And we've partnered with a really good trainer. And so, you know, those ongoing costs, as Luke mentioned, you know, the grooming, the vet care, all of that. So you're probably in the neighborhood of somewhere between like a $7,000 to $10,000 investment, you know, when it's all said and done. I think that for us, it's the investment in our children and being able to provide something that, as Luke, you know, indicated earlier, can really help quickly bring students back to a calm state and one that can then be conducive for their learning, which of course we want time in the classroom and optimizing that opportunity for kids. And any tool that we have in our toolbox that we can utilize, I think, you know, it makes perfect sense.
Do you think, Andy, there will be any differences with how Oakley would interact with older students versus the elementary level?
You know, I think as far as the age of kids, I don't think that that necessarily is as big of a factor. We've seen really, you know, benefits for therapy dogs and other therapeutic environments. I shared with some others that my grandfather's 100 years old. He lives in an assisted living facility, and Thursdays is therapy dog day, and there's a number of therapy dogs that come in and spend time there. And I mean, he speaks very highly of it and loves it. So I think, I don't think age is a factor when it comes to this.
Luke, what do you do about students who are perhaps allergic to dogs or have a fear or aversion to dogs?
Yeah, great question. That's something we had to put a lot of thought and effort into on the front end. And so we developed a therapy dog opt-out letter that we send out in the fall of every school year. We usually get about five or so students on an annual basis that are opting out for some reason. And we always have somebody from student services reach out to those families to try to better understand the opt-out. And yes, there's been some aversions to dogs and things like that. So we've actually developed some training videos where we have students showing how to approach Charlie, teaching about how to greet dogs in general, you know, some safe protocols around that. And so that's helped students that maybe have not had interactions with dogs in the past. And so we would never, you know, push kids into that, but we try to gradually release them and show them that it can be a comfortable experience. And so, you know, the kids mostly have said, yes, I'm gonna try this. And there's been a few kids that just said, no, that's not for me. And that's 100% okay.
I wonder, Luke, where do you think this is headed? What does success look like with therapy dogs for schools in the future? We know that students in Wisconsin are grappling with mental health issues, and those resources may not be there.
Yeah, great question. Obviously, you know, on the outset of this, we were really focused on what can we do for our kids. And certainly that's going to be always in the forefront of our thought. But certainly we are happy and excited to collaborate with others around the state or the region. We've certainly worked with a few districts off the top of my head. We've worked with Wausau, Hilbert, Mount Horeb. And I know our director of student services, Jerry Nicholson, has worked with other student services director and WCAS, a state organization. So I'm sure the list is longer, but I know that we've certainly worked with a few of those districts to help them launch their own programs and understand, you know, the contractual side of it. It's a very, you know, cute program on the public facing side of things, and the kids love it. And there's a lot of really nice, you know, storylines to it, but certainly there is kind of that legal background side of it too, that you have to put yourselves in good positions. And things like that. You have to make sure all the certifications are in order, the training is in order, the contract with the home provider is in order, and things like that. So we've helped districts understand how they can go ahead and set that up so everybody is a winner in this program.
I wonder, Andy, at the end of the day, what outcomes do you hope for in the future incorporating a therapy dog in your school?
I think for us, our main goal is to, you know, just add value to our culture with having Oakley here. And whether that's students, whether that's staff, whether that's community, you know, we see a lot of benefit that's been demonstrated at the elementary level, and we're excited to continue that momentum. And I think that that's really the biggest thing, is that impact that, you know, it has positively on students and, you know, can lead to those outcomes that we desire.
Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Luke, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Luke Herlash is the principal of Dickinson Elementary School, home to Charlie, and Andy Bradford is the principal at Foxview Intermediate School, where Oakley is preparing to be based, and they're in the Unified School District of De Pere. They joined us to talk about their efforts to introduce district-owned therapy dogs to their schools and how it's helping their students. And we can continue the conversation about therapy dogs and their impact on your life. Reach out to us with your story. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.